This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Several states are suing drug makers over the way they report prices used by Medicaid, the National Health Insurance Program for the poor. Attorneys general in at least 16 states are accusing pharmaceutical manufacturers of overcharging Medicaid programs by hundreds of millions of dollars in a scheme to increase profits. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
State Medicaid programs base their reimbursement rates for drugs on the average wholesale price reported by drug companies. Most agencies take that price and then apply a discount. For example, Alabama reimburses for prescriptions based on the reported average wholesale price, less 10%. That's still too much, according to a new state lawsuit that claims 79 drug companies deliberately distorted wholesale prices. Montgomery attorney Dee Miles represents the state of Alabama.
That price, the reported price, has no relationship to the actual cost of the drug. And so the drug companies were using this base price to inflate prices so that they could gain more market share.
The lawsuit cites as an example the IV fluid dextrose with a reported average wholesale price of $928.51. But the suit says it really costs only $2.25. Miles says such discrepancies have led to a tenfold increase in what Alabama Medicaid spent on prescription drugs since 1990.
There's Medicaid agencies all over the country that are just financially destitute, and it's because of this.
The drug pricing issue has caught the attention of attorneys general nationwide, says Nicholas Missouri, an assistant attorney general in Massachusetts and president of the National Association of Medicaid Fraud Control Units. Missouri says the lawsuits vary depending on state law, but all are based on the same premise.
That pharmaceutical manufacturers use fraudulent marketing and sales practices to systematically and secretively inflate the prices of pharmaceutical products that are paid by the Medicaid program.
The lawsuits come at a time when escalating Medicaid costs are eating away at state budgets. Jim Frog of the American Legislative Exchange Council, a group of free market-oriented state legislators, says this sounds a little too much like the state's legal assault on another industry.
The concern is that they may be treating the pharmaceutical industry a bit like the tobacco industry and using it more as a cash cow for their budget deficits as opposed to more legitimate complaints about bad behavior.
Most of the drug companies contacted by NPR declined to comment on the pending litigation. In a statement, Abbott Laboratories promised to vigorously defend the claims and said the company has properly and lawfully complied with all pricing laws and regulations. Industry observers say it's the regulations at issue here, not the company's behavior.
So it looks to me as if the states are trying to settle in the courts what has not been settled in the legislature.
Richard Evans is a pharmaceutical stock analyst with Sanford C. Bernstein. He says the problem is that states are required to use the average wholesale price as a basis for Medicaid reimbursement rather than more accurate drug pricing figures manufacturers report directly and confidentially to the federal government.
So it doesn't strike me that it's the company's fault, particularly when government is in possession of the actual transaction price, and if we as a society choose to pay on that basis, we should pay on that basis.
The federal government has those figures, but states don't. And Nicholas Missouri says that leaves them at a disadvantage when it comes to trying to get the best prices for Medicaid, the single largest buyer of prescription drugs in the country. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.